Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire. I tell you, we are on day two, part two of Manifestations Now series. I told you that the month of September is going to be Manifestations Now. And so we are back with that, with two more phenomenal women from the Manifestations Now book. But I tell you, before we jump into that, we're going to thank our sponsors. I want to thank each and every one of our sponsors for the month of September. Thank you to Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who's the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Her books are available online at any of your online bookstores. Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. His CDs are available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. He is also the musician and producer that did the music to the jingle that you just heard when the actual show came on. Unique Expression by Design, specializing in your custom products, whether you need it for business or personal needs, Angelique's Wash can take care of you. With t-shirts, cups, pens, mugs, whatever you need, Unique Expression by Design and Angelique's Washington is there for you. Rise Hair and Beauty Bar, located at 1501 Highway 138, beside Golden Crust, inside of F&D Beauty. Rise can take care of all your hair care and beauty needs, everything from twists, relaxers, natural hair, quick weaves, lashes, makeup, sew-ins, anything that you need dealing with beauty, she can take care of you. And then PrintTara.com is your one-stop shop for business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. And finally, we want to give a special thanks to Joanne Collins, who is supporting us this month through her website. She is a great fan of DuranDuran.site. And so she is one of our sponsors this month. And again, thank you so much, Joanne Collins, with your www.DuranDuran.site supporting this month on Fire to Inspire. Well, guys, we are back to this awesome show tonight. The topic is, the overall topic is Manifestations Now. But the subtitle tonight is it my turn yet? You know, many times you see everybody around you being blessed and you're like, but when is it my turn? But we're gonna jump in with some phenomenal ladies tonight. They are part of the Manifestations Now series. And the very first person that we're going to be interviewing is Miss Trina. And Trina is, I tell you, been such a blessing. Trina is one of the authors, and this event is going to be, it's already sold out for September 24th. So if you didn't get your tickets, I just have to tell you about it later. But we're excited, so very excited to have each and every person. So one moment here, we're going to be bringing Trina on live with us. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire, Trina.
Hi, Aaliyah. Thank you so much for having us on your show today.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us tonight. So how are you?
I am doing well, and I am excited about what's to come. So,
hey,
really,
hey.
Yes.
Great. So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. Who is Trina Hardy? Tell us who you are.
All right. Well, I am a woman of God, and I am really striving to live a life that's pleasing in God's sight. I am a mother. I have a beautiful, beautiful 15-year-old daughter, Trinity, and I'm just trying to be a positive influence and role model for her. I'm a servant of God. I serve in the Connections Ministry, assisting with new members' orientation. I love meeting new people and learning about their backgrounds. And I also serve in the youth ministry, children's ministry. I work with the elementary kids. I am a fifth grade teacher teaching them about the Word of God. And outside of that, I am a accounts payable supervisor. I've been working in accounting for a little over 12 years. So that's a little bit about me.
Amen. So you love teaching. You have a teaching anointing. You have a serving anointing. Amen. Well, thank you so much and welcome to the show. So tell us a little bit about Manifestations Now. What's the name of your chapter? And tell us a little bit about, give us a sneak peek.
Okay. Well, the name of my chapter is Time and Purpose. You know, I chose Time and Purpose because I felt like these are two very, very important components when it comes to walking in your destiny and trying to pursue your goals or your or what God has called you to be. So I talked a little bit about time, and I think people need to find and know what their purpose is. They need to know who they are in Christ. And once they can, you know, find and identify who they are and their purpose, then they can kind of pursue and start walking in those things that God would have them to do. And time, it's very important that people understand that. It's a process, you know. Sometimes we have to go through a process in order to strengthen us and prepare us in order to be ready to go to that next level, wherever it is that God has taken us. My story is a story of restoration, and it's also a story of deliverance. I want it to be very real. I want it to be very transparent because I felt like if I open up, then people can better relate. You know, people, they're more willing to listen, and they can probably relate to someone that has gone to something similar or maybe even the same exact thing that they have gone through. So I really opened up about a few personal and private things that I revealed about my life that nobody really knows. You know, they see the blessings, but they really don't know my story. So I kind of shared some past things that I went through, and I talked about some obstacles that I was faced with, and also how I was able to overcome them, and how God helped me to overcome some of those things.
Amen. You know, people always see the end results, but they don't see what it took you, you know, what you went through to get there, you know?
Exactly. That's so true. That's right.
Amen. So what made you become a part of this project?
Well, you know, when Renee invited me to be a part of the project, and she gave me the details concerning it, and I immediately thought it was just a beautiful project. I love what she was saying. I thought it was a great opportunity for me to get involved and just tell my testimony in hopes that it will encourage or inspire somebody. And not only that, God is going to be glorified in all of this. He's going to be glorified because people are going to see, you know, how he helped me get through what I've been through. And secondly, you know, this is for a good cause. Some of the proceeds from the sale of the books are going towards the Sunday Foundation. And the Sunday Foundation is made up of the Elijah and William Project. And they're raising money to kind of help those families who have family members in the intensive care unit, just to kind of help buy some of the necessities that these families may need. And thirdly, most importantly, I decided to be a part of it is because I wanted to be obedient to the unction of the Holy Spirit. I really felt God was leading me to be a part of it. So that's why I became a part of the book.
Amen. Well, thank you for sharing that, because, you know, a lot of our listeners didn't know about the Sunday Foundation and Elijah Project. Mm-hmm. So that is great to hear, because many times when people understand the cause, you know, they're more apt to sow into the vision. And so I thank you for really, you know, breaking that portion down, because even for me, you know, I didn't realize that that is what, you know, those completely what it supports. So thank you so much about that. So you have any upcoming events surrounding the book launch that's coming up that you want to share with us?
The only upcoming for me, the only, you know, other than what you mentioned before, we are having our book signing gala. It's going to be on September the 24th, located in Atlanta, Georgia. The venue is going to be at the Atlanta Airport at the Marriott Gateway Hotel, and it's going to be a red carpet event. We're going to have food. We're going to have giveaways, music, dancing, entertainment, vendors, et cetera. So it's going to be a really, really great time for us to celebrate in the Lord, and also just have a good time networking with other people. And hopefully somebody will be delivered that night. You know, you never know how God is going to work in those situations. So I'm excited about that.
I am too, and I'm excited about meeting each and every one of you. Now, what state are you you a part of? You coming from?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What state are you coming from?
I am in I am in Gwinnett County in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you are in Atlanta. Okay, okay, because I know she had people from different parts of the country as a part of the project. So excited, so very excited. I will be a part of the media covering it. So I'm excited about being able to meet you ladies, and you know, this is exciting, very exciting. And is this your first published work?
It really is. Yes, it's my first published work. It's kind of a undiscovered talent or ability, I think, that God is kind of revealing to me. So it's definitely my first, and I don't think it's going to be my last, so I'll add that.
Trina, can I tell you it's not going to be your last?
Yes, you can.
So just get ready to, you know, continue your journaling or whatever it is. If you hadn't started journaling, go ahead and get started, because this won't be your last, okay? Amen. Well, Trina, if people want to follow you and see, you know, what you're doing, if you have things coming up, how would they go about following you on social media?
Okay, I am on Facebook. You can find me under Trina Hardy on Facebook. And you can also reach out to me directly at my email, th_manifestationsnow@yahoo.com.
That's th_manifestationsnow.
manifestationsnow@yahoo.com.
All right. Good. Well, did you have anything else that you'd like to leave with the listeners? Someone that's listening to you now that says, you know what? When is it gonna be my time? You know, I see everybody else being blessed around me. You know, what would you say to that person that said, when is my turn? When is it my turn?
You know what? That person was me. Because I have asked myself this question many, many times. But I would actually tell that person who's thinking in that way to learn how to wait on God. You know, his timing is always the best time. And while you're waiting, you know, be prayerful. Pray. Mm-hmm. While you're waiting, pray. While you're waiting, serve. Do something. Help other people. While you're waiting, plan, continue to plan. You know, mm-hmm. it can be frustrating to see people all around you moving forward and you feel like you're stagnant and not going anywhere. But don't let that be. That's just a distraction, and it's a trick mm-hmm. of the enemy to make you feel as if maybe you're doing something wrong. And a lot of times we can blame God, you know, for, okay, why aren't I seeing any results? But just remember, you know, God is working some things out in the background that we can't see. His timing is always the best timing, and we should be sensitive mm-hmm. to His timing. And, you know, mm-hmm. like I said, while you wait, pray. While you wait, mm-hmm. serve. While you're waiting, plan. Continue to plan. And mm-hmm. have quiet time so you can listen and hear from God and see what He's directing you to do.
Amen, amen. I tell you, that's some great, great stuff. And who better can tell someone that's the person that's walking those shoes, right?
Amen. That's right. Too many times.
Amen, amen. So is there anything else that you want to share before we bring Nicole on?
I would just like to give shout out to the other six authors. Nicole, hello, mm-hmm. and shout out to Renee Sunday, and just thanking her for everything. And I just praise God for all that He's doing.
Amen,
and thank you
for having me on the show. Oh, it is my pleasure, my pleasure. But you stay with us because we're going to come back on together in just a moment.
Okay.
I'm going to bring Nicole on. I'm going to ask her some questions, and then we'll come back on together. And, you know, and if we have any people that acting too shy tonight, we'll see if anyone will have any questions or comments for us, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Okay. All right, guys. So that was Ms. Trina Hardy. I tell you, true, true blessing for her from this show. Nicole, we have a bad connection with your line. We can hear you, but we hear a bunch of buzzing.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Is this better?
All right, that is better. That is clear. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you tonight, Ms. Nicole?
How are you? God bless you.
God bless you. I am great, and you're excited about this event.
I'm so excited. I've been, like, every day just finding things. I got to do this. I got to do that. Oh, God, I got to time this. Oh, no, I got to get this. So I've been, like, running around like a chicken with my head cut off to make sure everything is done and settled and everything is done in the spirit of excellence. So, but
yes.
I know God is in the midst and all things are well. So
amen.
We're just giving God praise in advance for that.
Amen, amen. Well, I want you to introduce yourself to my listeners. Who is Nicole Bryant?
Well, I am a cosmetology teacher, so I'm interacting with women all day. Besides me teaching at the school, I also do hair on my own, so I have my own clientele. And then I serve in ministry at the Greater Temple of Praise, so I hold various titles at my ministry. And I'm just also all around. If somebody call, I'm there. I'm there to help. You know, I'm that person. You need prayer. You need someone to pick you up from the doctor. You know, get you some groceries. Call me. I'm going to help. You know, that's always been me, the one to always want to help, you know. So
mm-hmm.
that's who I am, you know.
Amen. So with the Manifestations Now series, tell us a bit about the name, the chapter of your book, you know, the title of the chapter, as well as give us a little sneak peek.
Okay, my title of my chapter is Why Me? And that was something at a point in my life, I was going through a bad marriage, and ministry was, you know, I was birthing out my ministry, and it was like a whole bunch of stuff at one time. And that was my question to God. God, why me? Why me? Why do I have to go through this? How much more of this can I take? Can I get a reprieve? Can I get a break? And I just kept saying, God, why me? Why me? Why me? And God would respond back to me and say, why not you? And I'm like, what? Like, why not me, God? Like, I'm just this one person. And I would call my friend, which was my prayer partner at the time, and I would say, Prophetess, you know, I just can't take no more. I'm tired. And she was like, but it's all for his glory. You know, you have purpose, you have destiny, and it has to be fulfilled, and this is a part of the plan. And I'm like, part of the plan? Like, because, you know, I was a babe in Christ at that time, so I really didn't understand where she was coming from. And then I look back over my life, and I'm like, okay, I've been through so much as a child. You know, it bothers me sometimes when people say kids don't have troubles, or, you know, kids, they don't have worries and they don't have cares, because they really do. And so I in my chapter, I go from my child, from the birth of me, all the way to my adulthood, of trials and tribulations, of, you know, things I had to go through, but how God also brought me out of it, and still not even understanding the purpose or the plan of all of that stuff that I've been through. But, you know, I have come to understand that all things work together for the good of those that love God and those that are called according to his purpose. And all that we go through, good, bad, indifferent, ugly, God has a purpose for it. And the purpose is not even for us. And that's the crazy part, because we go through it, but it's always to help someone else. And we get so, you know, angry and upset and frustrated. But then when we see the purpose revealed and we see that person that we have to help, then we just have this, well, I personally, I have this sense of joy. And I'm like, oh, wow, you know, I forget about, it's like a woman having a baby when you're having that pain of labor. Mm-hmm. But then when you have the baby, you forget about the pain. And that's just how my life has been now that I'm counseling and mentoring women, young and old. You know, sometimes I'm mentoring women that's older than me, and I'm like, wow, God, you can use me. This woman, you know, her age is older than me, but God still used my story to help that person. And so I forget about the pain that I went through, and it's just so enlightened that God will even use me to help burst out someone else's destiny, or help, you know, get that person out of that dark place, or, you know, help that person build that dream and make that dream a reality. Because even on yesterday, I had like three people come to me and was like, oh, wow, you know, I've seen on Facebook that you're writing a book. I need help because I have a book that I want to publish, or I started writing and I need to know the steps I need to take. So it doesn't even stop here. You know, there's more to come. And God is just so faithful, you know.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And, you know, you are so right. You know, we experience things because it's so much easier for people to understand when you've walked in their shoes. You know, I can tell someone all day long about what I've read, but if I've lived it out, they're going to be more apt. They'll actually feel, you know, that I'm now, now empathetic versus being sympathetic. So, yes, you're exactly right, you know. And you're like, and you, as you're going through some things, you're like, but Lord, why me? And
yes,
like you said, he said, why not you? Why not you? Because from that, I'm sure there have been so many times where when you shared your story with people, they're like, but how? How did you make it through that? And you look like this, or you talk like this, or you, you know, you have the joy of the Lord in you. Do you get that?
I get that all the time. They always say to me, how do you still have a smile on your face? Oh, my God. Like, you know, I think I wouldn't have been able to make it. And there were times that I didn't think I was going to make it. You know, there were times when I contemplated suicide because the stress was so heavy. You know, there were times where I said, God, just let this be the end. But God saw fit. And I tell them, you know, what we can't do, God can do. So when we think we're not strong enough, he becomes strong, you know, is the word. So if we stand on the word, and the thing is, we got to know the word. We can't stand on it if we don't know it. So at the same time as telling them my testimony, I'm giving them nuggets and giving them scriptures that now, even if they don't understand it, it's sinking into their system that eventually they will get to understand what I'm saying. Because sometimes, you know, it's like our parents when we were children, they would say, don't do this or don't do it. And we're like, okay, what is this lady talking about? But then when we experience certain things, that voice comes back to us and we're like, oh, my mother said this. And then we really understand what our mother and our fathers were saying. So it's the same thing. We have to just keep planting. You know, the word says, one planteth, one water, and God gives the increase. So I'm always planting. you know, I'm planting as much as I can to give that deposit into people, because I know at some point it's going to manifest.
Amen. I tell you. So what made you decide to be a part of this project?
This is, it was just so ironic, because my being a part of this project came from prophecy from God. I had an apostle prophesy to me in 2014, November, that I was going to write some books and, you know, God is going to do this concerning the books. And I'm like, what? Yeah, okay, like looking at her, and I'm like, and I love her, and she knows she's an awesome woman of God. Her name is Patricia Wally, Apostle Patricia Wally. And I'm like, oh, my God, what is she talking about, God? Like, write a book. God, what am I going to put in a book? What? And I'm serious. I was like, let it go. I prayed about it a couple of times, you know, took up a pen. I won a tablet. I got the tablet. I put it back down. But I wasn't consistent, and it really wasn't resonating in my spirit, because I didn't really accept the word. Left it alone. A year went by. This year, God is so awesome, because when he has a plan for us, if we just follow. This year, a bishop friend of mine, Bishop Zebedee Doughton, I went to his praise and worship conference and prophesied that same thing to me. And I said, God, what? A book again? Like, really? And that Saturday morning, I got up and I texted him, and I was like, Bishop, you know, I don't know. You know, I've been praying a little bit something, but I don't really know what God want me to write, you know, a book. What I got to write and put in a book, you know, what? And he said, just pray about it. You know, God going to lead you. That Monday night, this was Friday, I texted him Saturday. Monday night, I got a missed call from Kishma George, Evangelist Kishma George, and she called me and said, my friend wants to do a book project, and I think that this will be something that I feel that you should be a part of. Give me a call back. I'm like, what? I was like blown away. And I believe in prophecy. I'm actually a prophet myself, but sometimes it's just so far-fetched to us, you know, those things that God speaks to us. And I called Kishma back on Wednesday. She said, call, you know, Dr. Renee Sunday. As soon as I spoke to this woman, it was like we knew each other for years. We connected in the spirit. And then she put the pressure on me. I promise you. She was like, okay, I'm going to send a contract, whatever. And then she said, but we got a deadline. I said, oh, my God, a deadline. This not like a far-off thing. Like, you know, we don't got a lot of time for this. She's like, no, we got a deadline. We're actually a little late on this. So we got to, you know, push it. And I was like, oh, God, what did I do? And I said, okay, God. And I promise you, the next day, I picked up the pen, and I took the paper, and I said, no, let me get my phone. And I typed, I think, I don't even know how many words a minute in my phone. It was like, where did this come from? Because I got this prophecy over a year ago, and when I would pick up a pen or anything, nothing would come to mind. And everything, it was just like pouring out of me, like just pouring. And then I had to go back and read it. And I said, God, you really want me to tell people this? Not that I care, because I'm very transparent with my life anyway. But it was like, wow, okay, you really want me to tell them from the beginning to now. And that's what I submitted. So it is, you know, it's really my life story. It's nothing made up, nothing fabricated. It's what I've been through. I've been through other stuff, but we had only a small amount of stuff that we could put in. So I tried to use the most heartfelt things so people could know that we go through. Don't get it, you know, but we also come out, you know. We go through, but we come out. And the coming out, you know, when we look back, we can't imagine how we got out of it, but we know that it's God. And that's the wonderful thing about God, because he's just so awesome like that, that we can't even think in our own mind of how we got out of a lot of situations that we were in, or how we're still alive over things that the enemy said he was going to kill us with. But God saw fit. He saw fit. And we're still here, and now we can declare what God is doing in our lives.
Amen, amen, and amen. So I so excited for you. I'm excited for all of you ladies. Now, this project is like really, really like a huge to-do. It's sold out. You have any other upcoming events coming up prior to or after the
Well, I'm actually have some meetings with some people for some things to come up. So I haven't had anything written in stone as of yet, but there will be some upcoming stuff here in New York, because a lot of my family, church family and biological family is not able to come to Atlanta, but I do have a lot of family that's coming to Atlanta. I thank God for that. But a lot of them can't make the book signing. So I am going to do something here in New York, and I had someone else call me, you know, trying to partner up with some things and coming up. So when I get all of that stuff together, you know, and then contact the ladies and see who can make these different events, you know, I know it's not the end. It's not the end. It's book signing is the beginning.
It's a new beginning. Yes, ma'am. So you see how the door is open as you walk in obedience.
Amen.
Amen. So, Nicole, as we try to make sure we stay in tune and touch and follow you guys, because you all are going to be doing some additionally amazing things, how do we follow you on social media and things of that nature?
Okay, I'm on Facebook at Nicole NHW. I'm also, I don't really use it's not the Twitter, it's the other one as much. So really on Facebook at Nicole NHW. And then I use my email. I have two. One is Nicole L as in Larry, B as in boy, 07@yahoo.com. I also have prophetess727@gmail.com. That's basically, you know, the most that I use. I have Instagram, but I don't use it that much. I'm on Facebook more than I am on Instagram.
All right. And your Nicole NHW, is that our lowercase caps and anything?
It's Nicole space and then the NHW is capital. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Got it. I'm putting it in our actual event page. People can actually go in, make comments, ask questions, things of that nature. So I'm putting that in there. All right, perfect. Any wisdom that you want to share with someone that's saying, you know, why me? Or you know, when is it going to be my turn? Why me? Why me? What would you say to that person?
I just want people to know that what we dream or what we think is actually a sign from God, because God places things within us and it's for us to act on it. Even me being in cosmetology, you know, I always love to do hair. I had a scalp condition, which caused me to, you know, grow deeper in doing hair and stuff, and stemmed away from it for some years. I just had a couple of customers and I was working in accounting and then went back, because I still had that passion. And when God gives you something on the inside of you and it seems so far-fetched, know that God has placed it there for you to birth it out. Some things are not going to come easy to birth it out, but if you strive, like you said, be obedient, push past it, keep moving forward, those things will become a reality.
Yes.
No matter what people say, don't look at finances. Don't look at the naysayers. You know, you're going to have those that say, oh, why are you doing this or why that? That don't sound like. If you feel it in the inside, that deep down place within you, make it a reality, because it is part of your purpose. And I truly can say that I know that this book was part of my purpose.
Amen. Well, I am so excited about everything concerning this project. So we're going to bring Trina on with us now. And Trina, you here with us?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
All right. I have these two anointed sisters on the line with us. Now, guys, don't be shy. If you have a question or a comment, press 1. We'll bring you on live. If you're on the 929-477-2178 number, press 1 and you'll be live and you can ask any question. If you're listening to one of the numbers through Christian Rural Radio Network, you would actually have to dial in on this line to for me to be able to see you, to bring you on with us. That number again is 929-477-2178. If you have a question or comment, press 1, and we'll be happy to bring you live. That event that is sold out yet again, that event that is sold out on next Saturday, I'm telling you guys, I hope you know, you got your tickets. If you didn't get your tickets, you still have an opportunity to advertise your business as a sponsor. The event, again, will be at the Atlanta Airport Marriott Gateway Hotel, located at 2020 Convention Center Concourse, Atlanta, 30337, is next Saturday, September 24th at 6 p.m. This event will be an awesome, awesome event filled with entertainment, autograph sessions, dancing, dinner. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I am so excited. Are you ladies? How are you sleeping at night? You know, I mean. Are y'all able to sleep? Because I'm like, wow, this is just, whoo.
It's a lot going on.
Yes, it is. It really is. But excited, I think, is an understatement at times. Because it's like, wow, this is really happening. Oh, goodness. And then, you know, you get back to Sunday and she starts talking about the media and the TV and da-da. So you're like, oh, okay, wait.
It's like, oh, really? You know, it's like a reality check hits in when she told you that part, right?
Yes.
Yes. So I'm excited for you ladies. I mean, you know, as I said before, out of your obedience, you know, you're going to see so much more happen. And people are being blessed just by your obedience of being on this show, you know, because I can sense in the spirit that some people raising their hands saying, yep, she's talking to me. She's telling my story. So I'm telling you, you know, they're being shy tonight. But understand that everything that you're doing is being a blessing. We're blessed to be a blessing, and God has empowered us to empower others. And so I tell you, I commend you both. Congratulations to both of you. This is your first time releasing and writing the first of many. Just continue to walk in that spirit of excellence, that spirit of obedience, and just continue to show the joy of who you are, because it's the joy of who He is. So you're the light that's shining in this earth for Him to get the glory. So He's going to get the glory out of your story. So you continue to do what you're doing, ladies. I'm so proud of you and excited about it.
Thank you so much.
Has what I said triggered anything for either one of you guys? Because everybody's still being a little shy tonight. They may warm up in just a moment and press 1 if they're on 929-477-2178. However, they seem like they're a little shy tonight, but has anything that I've said or anything you thought of something that, you know, you want to share concerning the event or concerning your part in this?
Well, I would say if they're in the Atlanta area, and we know the event is sold out, but if you even want to stop by just to buy a book, you know, maybe you don't want to order it online because you want the authors to sign it. Because I'm pretty sure, you know, there's going to be time where we're walking around and, you know, mingling with the other people. So even if you want to stop by the hotel and purchase a book, you know, come shake our hand, give us a hug, you know, we show love. So, you know, stop by.
All right. Yeah. We actually have a caller, ladies. Y'all ready? Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live with Nicole, Trina, and Aaliyah. Who do we have on the line with us?
You know, this is Dr. Renee Sunday.
Hey, Dr. Renee.
Hi, ladies. How you doing?
We're fine.
We're doing fine.
How are you?
Well, I'm so excited. I thank you again, Leah. You're so amazing. Thank you so much for allowing us to be on your platform. And I'm so excited for the ladies. It's coming on in, as the old people say. But we're excited that we're impacting other people's lives because it's, you know, much bigger than what we see right now.
Yes, yes. And it's so much bigger than us all the time. You know, we see it from one point of view, but God says it's so much bigger than what you can fathom with your carnal mind. So, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Dr. Renee, we appreciate you dialing in tonight and sharing with the ladies and encouraging the ladies. Because people don't realize, you know, when you, even just saying, you know, the show blessed me, that empowers these encouragers to continue, that gives them like more, it's like Popeye. You remember he used to eat the spinach? It's like them eating their spinach all over again. It gives them more ammunition. So so we appreciate you tonight.
Wow.
That is so powerful. Thank you, ladies. It's amazing. We just want people to know that everybody can have manifestations. So we just thank you so much, Aaliyah, and God bless.
God bless you
guys.
God bless you.
God bless you. Bless you too, Dr. Sunday.
All right. We'll see you next week, Dr. Sunday.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Guys, I'm telling you, that's the visionary for this Manifestation
yes,
Now series.
Yes.
I'm telling you, powerful, powerful, yes. Anointed woman of God. And if you didn't get your ticket because it's sold out, guys, stop by, get your autograph book, and, you know, you can tell everybody hi and, you know, go on your merry little way or whatever you want to do. But stop by, encourage, and be a blessing. Sow into this fertile ground because they are blessing others. It's a blessing to be a blessing, and they're blessing others. They're blessing people who would not be able to do many things for themselves. And, guys, can you tell a little bit more about the Sunday Foundations for those who joined us later in the show? Can you tell a little bit about where the proceeds are going?
Some of the proceeds from the sale of the book are going towards the Sunday Foundation, which is made up of the William and Elijah projects. What they are doing is raising monies for those family members who may have someone in the intensive care unit. A lot of times you have families that are back and forth at the hospital. Sometimes you have members there that can't leave. So the whole purpose is to raise monies in order to provide for some of the necessities for those members, just so they can have some of the basics while they're there.
Amen, amen. And that's something that people many times don't think about. You know, if they're at a hospital and they're in there for long lengths of time, you're paying for parking, you have to eat, you know. So it's so many things that come into play that people don't even think about and they take for granted. So, I love what you guys are doing. And, you know, I love the project. I love the woman of God and, you know, her vision for this. So thank you so very much, ladies.
You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Did you ladies have any final words?
I just want to encourage people to, you know, step outside of their comfort zones. Don't be afraid. One other thing that I mentioned in my book is I spoke a little bit about fear, you know, something I was paralyzed for years, you know, with fear. God has been really working with me on that, and it's been a process. But what I've come to realize is that sometimes that can hold us back from walking into those things that God may have us to do, whether it's career-wise or if it's serving Him or anything. If we're afraid, then that can hinder us. So I had to come to a place where I was able to start stepping outside of my comfort zone and facing some of those things that I was always afraid of doing. And
in doing so and in walking in obedience, God began to open doors and opportunities began to come my way. So one thing I would like to leave with some of the listeners on here, that, you know, God has given us everything that we need in order to overcome obstacles, whether it's fear or if it's doubt. All of these things are just, you know, tricks of the enemy just to kind of discourage us and slow us down from what it is we're supposed to do. So I would encourage them to keep pushing, moving forward, keep God first in your life. Never give up. If he's placed something on the inside of you, you run with it. You write it down, make it plain, you run with it. And if there is a waiting period, trust God and be sensitive to his time and know that he's going to be with you every step of the way and that he knows what's best for us. So I want to leave that with those that are listening today.
Okay.
And I would just piggyback right off of Trina and say we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. You know, some things that we feel we can't do, God will help us do it if we believe. Yeah. See, that's the key point is believing. And a lot of times we have doubt, and I am a product of that, but I thank God that God transformed my mind. And he said if we keep our mind on him, he would keep us in perfect peace. So if we change our thought pattern, because that's a lot of times what it is, you know, they always say you can take the person out of the project, but you can't take the project out of, you can take the person out of the project, but you can't take the project out of the person. But that's not true. You know, everybody is subject to change because old things are passed away and all things become new. And and if we wasn't subject to change, that means the Bible is a lie, and we know that it's the infallible word of God. So God can change all things. So if we change our thought pattern, those things that we thought we couldn't do, those things that we thought we wasn't good enough to do, the people that thought they wasn't pretty enough, the person that thought they couldn't speak well enough, the person that thought you know, that thing was too far-fetched, you know, those are just tricks of the enemy, and we can do all things. So that thing that seems so hard or the amount was too big or, you know, those things, God will turn those things around and make that our testimony of what he can do if we believe it. So the whole process is believing that God can, and once we believe that God can, then God will. And that's really what I want to leave the callers with. You know, just change your thought pattern. You know, renew your mind. With the renewing of your mind, all things are possible to those that believe.
Yes. I agree. Because it starts in the mind. It starts with the mind. I give God praise for that, because once we decide, we make a decision, we shift that mindset. It's like we press that button and said, okay, it's time, you know. And I know I heard God say earlier this year, he said, there are three things he said we need to be. He said, I need you to be intentional. I need you to be strategic, and I need you to move with momentum. But ladies, before we go, I normally, you know, once I get ready to have y'all say your final words, I saw a caller holding. And so if we have anybody holding, I want them to be able to say whatever it is that they're going to say. Because there may be someone that needs to hear that. Because one thing that I do is I do whatever God leads me to do. And if God leads me to say, you know what, that person needs to say something, we're going to do this. Okay? Y'all okay?
Amen.
All right, here we go. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. You're live with Trina, Nicole, and Aaliyah.
I'd like to say hi, everybody. My name's Diana Carter.
Hello.
I've been very inspired tonight, and I have three letters to say about. Oh my God, by three powerful women, Aaliyah, Latrina. I think I said it right, and Nicole. She just opened my heart up on me being fearful. I have so many ideas, and feel like I've just been holding myself back with fear, afraid to move. And it's like a boundary that I am really scared to cross like a bridge, you know. And then I have friends that ask me, what are you holding? Why are you waiting? Why are you holding back on yourself? And you just let me know not to sit there and just sustain myself and my momentum and my motivation, because I'm really a powerful Black woman that have four boys and been through a lot. As I can relate to Nicole's, you know, her situation in wording of just move and just moving on and just keep going and don't look back and stop. Just be consistent on when God put things in my heart and place things in my mind and just stick with that for that minute and just keep going. And I start and then I stop. And I'm tired of just starting some and stopping. I just need to be consistent on doing what I'm doing, you know, on what God placed in my heart. I don't know. It's just been very, very challenging for me, you know. I tell you, I have, you know, a strong supporter, and she's been, you know, asking me, well, what are you waiting on, and why do you keep holding back on yourself? And I can't even explain. I don't know. I just need to find out where to start. How do I just keep going? What should I do on a daily basis? What I should just schedule my days out or time or what I need to do or what? Please help me on this.
I'll start. I would say, first of all, you need to pray, you know, seek God for direction. Also, you need to make a vision board, something that is going to hold you accountable, because when you look at that board, you're going to say, okay, this is what I need to do. You also need to get a book and write down everything you do. Do a plan. Do a 2-month plan, a 5-month plan, a 1-year plan, a 5-year plan, and write the things down that you really want to do and try to accomplish those things within that time. No, everything's not going to be accomplished within that time, but I'm pretty sure you're going to be starting to cross things off of that out of that journal. You're going to start crossing things off because now you're going to hold yourself accountable to really push and do these things, because those are the things that's inside of you. And you seem like you're at the point right now where you're so full that you're like a teapot that's about to whistle. So now it's just letting the water come out. You know, when the teapot whistles, that means it's ready, it's boiled. You know, now it's time to drink your tea. So now you're at that point, you're fed up. And when we get to that point of being fed up, the next thing to do is move on what you're fed up from. So now is your time to move. But start it by first praying, seeking God direction, and then write you a journal, your plan. If you want to start with 2 months, you want to start with 5 months, but write a plan and then get you a vision board. Start cutting out pictures out of a magazine and putting your pictures up there, and you're going to start to see, oh, wait, no, I want to change my curtains in my house. I want my living room to look like this. I want my business to be this, and this is how I want my business to look, or I want to work in this office. And then you start putting those things there, and watch God. It's still renewing your mind.
Right.
It's all of that, and it's believing, because once you see it, sometimes it's hard to believe things we don't see. You know, that's where faith come in, but sometimes we have a you know, small faith. But as you do this, your faith is going to increase.
Right. Oh, he said, you know, I've been working my hands to the bone lately, and I have to just, you know, find out the strategies of what to do, and I really thank you. I really thank you tonight for, you know, giving me that boost and, you know, that motivation on what I need to do first. I really appreciate it.
Amen, amen, amen. And I just want to add, I think you mentioned something about fear, that has been an issue also.
Right. Yes.
Well, I just want to give you a few nuggets on what I did, because I, too, struggled with that for years. And as I said, fear caused me to miss out on a lot of opportunities. So what I did what I would challenge you to do is go into the scriptures and you find scriptures that talks about fear and what the promises of God are in regards to that. One scripture that comes to mind is that God tells us that He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. So he's given us power. He gives us his Holy Spirit resides in us. So it's empowering us to do those things that we think we can't do. And love, he's given us a perfect love. And fear is not found in love. And also, he's given us a sound mind. A sound mind is a peaceful mind. So there are some scriptures in the Bible that you can kind of meditate on, and you just speak those scriptures over your life and believe them. And anytime fear rises up in you, you use those very same scriptures and you say it to yourself. And if there's something that if you're afraid to step out and do something, I'm going to tell you to do it afraid. Do it anyways and watch how God opens doors for you. Watch how he opens the doors of opportunity for you, and watch how because you've acted in obedience and overcame that fear, how he blesses and rewards you. And I can personally say that has helped me. Those scriptures, remembering what he says. And fear, if fear doesn't come from God, who do you think it comes from? So it's just another one of those tactics to keep you stagnant and keep you from pushing and moving forward. So I'm going to challenge you to find those scriptures that relates to fear and those promises that God has given you, and you meditate on them and you speak them over your life. And if you're afraid, do it afraid. Do it afraid. And watch how God opens the doors for you.
Yes, I'm really good at motivating other people. I'm a highly people person, and I'm always, you know, motivating them and telling them how things, you know, would be and how it should be. It's like I prophesize myself and prophesize other people. I'm sorry, but I have to actually practice what I preach. If I do that more in the self talk, I think I would be, you know. I'd be able to motivate myself as well.
Amen.
Well, I want to add to what the ladies just gave. All of that is great, and I want to add these last couple of nuggets. Just remember that fear and faith can't dwell together. They can't walk together. So you got to evict. Like I told someone recently, give fear its eviction notice tonight. And people who you're associating with, surround yourself with people who are either doing what it is you want to do or people that you know that is getting a job, people that are getting a job done. You know, you can't be around people who are just stagnant and complacent, because you will stay right there in that same place. If you surround yourself with people who are moving and shaking and making things happen and believe in the word of God, and they'll continually encourage you, because you can't keep pouring into other people and they're not pouring back into you. You can't pour from an empty place. So I would definitely say surround yourself with people who are moving and shaking. Really, really, like she said, put that word in you, because that's how you're going to feed your spirit man. If you don't eat food, physical food, you're going to fall out. Same thing with your spirit man. You got to feed your spirit man to build yourself up. And understand that there is no room for compromise. None. If God said it, so be it. And so, you know, anything that he's placed in you, like she said, start journaling. Start writing it down. Write yourself, you know, those short-term goals, long-term goals. But I promise you, as you start writing and seeing it and you check things out, you'll be able to go make it, like she said, check mark off, check mark, check mark. You'll be like, woo, when did I do that? You're going to be like, God, only you. Because if I allowed fear to stagnate me, I would not have written On Fire to Inspire in May of 2014. I would not have done this show December 9th, 2014. He told me to go, and within 7 months, I moved, and I did everything that he said do. And sometimes there may be things that he has to remove from your immediate the things that's taking your attention from him in the call. So, you know, it may be the TV is called, you know, pulling your attention, whatever it is, remove those things before he removes them so that you can stay focused on the purpose and the plan. Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
That's powerful. All of them have been powerful. I really appreciate this, the anointing that y'all have given me as well. I really do. I really needed that. That is just like a feeding, you know, feeding message from God. I really appreciate this.
One more thing. I want you to start intentionally speaking the way you want things to say, to look. So if you see something that looks dead that you need resurrected, you speak resurrection power of Jesus Christ into it. So you say, you know, okay, my finances look this way, but God, I believe you for this. So, God, I thank you for the overflow in my finances. I thank you for the overflow in my creativity to pursue and get this accomplished because this is what you gave me. So start speaking the way you want it to look and not how it currently looks. Because if you keep speaking, and I thank Apostle Zoya for this, if you keep speaking what you're seeing, you're going to keep getting the same results. But I dare you to trust God and start speaking what you want to see.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, I hope we blessed you tonight. I hope that has, nourished your spirit, man, and your soul as well.
Did everybody answer
your question?
Yes, they did. Powerfully. Amen. I really appreciate it.
Amen.
I'm blessed by that.
God bless you.
You're so welcome.
All right. Have a good night. Ladies, I told you, walking in obedience. It's all about that obedience, and that's what you guys were doing. Mm-hmm. I told you tonight that you were blessing someone because you were blessed to be a blessing, and you sharing your story has empowered yet another sister to say, hey, I can do this. I can move forward because if she did it, God's not a respect the person, then he'll do it for me. Yes. So I thank you both for joining on Fire to Inspire tonight. I thank you for joining the platform.
Amen.
Thank you for having us on. Oh, thank you. My pleasure. I will see you guys on next Saturday at 6 p.m.
Yes, we will see you.
Yes. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
I tell you guys, we have had a powerful, powerful night tonight with these ladies, with Miss Nicole Bryan and Trina Hardy from the Manifestations Now series book, I tell you. So this was part two. We're going to continue throughout this month with Manifestations Now. This is On Fire to Inspire. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire, bringing you, I'm telling you, people who are empowering you to push you into your purpose. I call myself a purpose midwife. I don't birth babies. I birth purpose. And my thing is to be that person that my guests and I, we are Elizabeth. Okay. Excuse me. We're Mary. And as you are Elizabeth and as Mary, you hear the voice of Mary, who is us. Your baby begins to leap, and you can no longer sit on those gifts. You can no longer be stagnant on anything that God has called you to. So it's like if you're already walking in your gifts, gasoline on a fire, and you're engulfed and empowered every week. But if you're not doing anything, then that baby's jumping so much to where you can't sit still any longer because it's time. The time is now. And now in Spanish is our order. The time is now. Now for you to live. Now for you to thrive. Not to exist, but to thrive in everything that God has called you to. So I dare you to trust him and do exactly what he's called you to live. He didn't call you to just live to exist. He called you to live an abundant life here on earth. Again, I'm Aaliyah Butler. It's On Fire to Inspire. This book was inspired. Excuse me. This show was inspired by the book that God gave me called On Fire to Inspire. It is available on Kindle. It's available on Amazon. And the book was what God gave me. He would wake me up in the midnight hour to empower people through pieces like You Are Chosen. There's a piece called The Chosen One. There's a piece called Full Potential, Dare to Dream, Redeemed, In His Presence, Triumphant, Pregnant with Purpose. There are pieces such as that, and the book is available in paperback. It's available in audio CD, and it's available in ebook format. We also have I Am On Fire to Inspire Bling t-shirts. They are available. They're $25. You can email us. We have four left from the first order, four large ones left. And you can email us at onfiretoinspire, that's all spelled out, at gmail.com. Sow into this fertile ministry, I tell you, because it takes money to empower and make things happen. And that's what I'm here to make things happen for the least of them, because God is blessing me to be a blessing. So I thank you for listening tonight. We're here each and every week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune in next week for part three of Manifestations Now with more awesome authors from the Manifestations Now series. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us tonight. You are blessed to be a blessing. Now go and live out the life that God created for you to live. Have a great night.